we thought that next week would be the last time we had to go to class, but it's going to be two more weeks that we have to go up to Griffin to get in all the time we're supposed to get in. Somebody eats a lot, has a good appetite. You say he sure likes to put away his...
A lot of food. Right.
Do you have another name for a meal or food?
Something to eat.
All right, if you go to town and buy groceries, you might say, I'm going to buy...
food to buy my groceries.
Somebody couldn't do something, you might know how, and so you would
show them how.
If you don't want some food somebody's offering you, you don't want to eat it, you say
no thanks.
If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
gift over.
What's another name for the white potatoes we eat?
Irish potatoes.
And the outside of the corn is the...
shuck.
If a man's throat is so sore, and the inside of it's all swollen, you say he couldn't eat anything or couldn't eat that meat because he couldn't...
couldn't chew.
All right. And then
swallow.
All right, if a child did something that was wrong, you might say he knew that
he was wrong.
All right, and that he shouldn't have done it.
He shouldn't have done that.
All right, if you refuse to do something, you might say, no,
I can't do it.
Do you have any name for ants or roaches or rats and mice to call them, all of them?
And roaches and mice, all I know.
Did you ever call them a varmint if the rats got your chickens or something like that?
I don't know. Mama might have, because she always puts the chickens out in there. Pool.
Yeah, I remember she used to have chickens. You don't have any now?
No, ma'am. I didn't ever like food. I just had to because she made me. She done it. You know what she got? Sick. She gave away all the chicken.
She wasn't able to look at
it. That's right. She knew I just ate the food with them.